Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hello, Molly.
Hey, and how's it going?
Fabulous as always. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, had a pretty good week.
Nice, good. Glad to hear that. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in to So That's a Thing.
Absolutely. I hope
you're clearly still enjoying our podcast.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of, you know, feedback from friends and things like that. So that's exciting.
I know. It kind of makes me feel famous sometimes. People are like, oh, I heard your thing. I'm like, oh shoot, did you, that little thing we do,
like, at least around like 20 people.
Yeah, that, you know. Oh, that's big time.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right?
That's more than just our significant other and close friends. Like, we have an audience, we hope. So
yeah,
we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do. As always, feedback's always appreciated.
Absolutely. So, thanks, guys.
But to get back to what we're here for, Mom, what thing do you have for us this week?
All right. Well, this comes from a friend of ours, Little Miss Carly.
Yay, Carly.
So shout out to Carly. Thank you for the suggestion. What I brought to the table today is a new hair cutting technique.
Oh.
Where that is brought to you by a Russian hairstylist.
What is with the Russians? They had the nails, now they have the hairs.
They're just doing up all kinds of stuff.
Bougie edge.
Ooh. So we have this guy in Russia. His name is Daniil Esteman, and he cuts hair with an axe.
Yes, I'm here for this.
Yes.
Yes.
First of all,
my mind's going 1,000 miles.
Straight off the top, everybody, you gotta Google this video. Okay, because this dude, he's actually a professional hairstylist, and this is a new technique that he is taking on, where his client... It's insane, okay? So you're, as a client of his, you come in, and he has, like, a chopping block, basically, on the floor. So it's this big, giant wooden chopping block.
This is not what I was expecting this to go. Okay.
No. And so you start off with your, like, you're on your knees, and you're face down on the chopping block, and he, like, so you, like, flip your hair up, and he, like, lays your hair down onto this chopping block, and he literally... wields an axe at your hair.
Oh.
And it's like one of the videos I watched, he had an axe in each hand, and it's like a propeller, and he's like swinging his arms, like boom, 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 like chopping your hair. Like wood is flying from the chopping block because he's like chopping your hair. Yes. So he has you like face down, he just chop, 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 chop with like both hands. And then he has you like turn to the side, chop, 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 chop. And then it was like, and you could see in like these clients' faces, like him going, like their faces were just like, oh God, please don't like slice my head. Like chop, 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 chop. And then he like has you stand up and you flip your head over. And then he takes the axe and like does, I feel terrible of not knowing this, but like with a razor, how a hairstyle like razors your hair.
Sure.
And like does like the swipe down with the razor. He does that with the axe. Yeah. Like, so he layers your hair with that. And then he
frames
has you,
your face or does the whatever.
And then has you like flip it up, and he like goes around and like slices your hair with the axe and like... Yeah, it is.
I'm beyond right now. I have so many questions.
It was insane. Now, from what I saw, like, he is currently, like, the only, like, stylist that does this. It's not, like, some big, like, huge, like, fad going on where, like
you can't go down to your local Supercuts
and get the axe going on there. And actually, I mean, and he is a professional stylist, so, like, when he was done with their haircuts, they looked really good. Like they looked like they had an axe to their hair, you know, like, but... But yeah, it was pretty intense. Like, and you could see in these girls' faces, like, it was, they were there for the video, obviously, but like you could see in their faces that they were just like, oh, please don't chop my head.
Slips.
I know. And I think that's like what's making his technique like so like renowned, is that he is like a proficient in like the axe chopping.
Do you wonder like how many mannequins were harmed in the testing of this practice? Like, because you get good at something by practicing. Like,
right. And I could see, like, when he was doing, like, when they had their, like, they were sitting upright and that he was, like, taking and, like, slicing their hair and, like, you know, like layering it with the axe. Like, it was just like a regular razor, like a stylist uses now. It was just like a razor. But when he was doing that chopping, like, he was literally, like, swinging his arms like a propeller kaboom, at these, kaboom, like, kaboom. Boom, 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 like, really, really fast. Is
wood flying? Does he wear goggles?
Nope.
Oh, there's no eyewear protection.
On him or the client.
These crazy Russian bastards. I cut your hair now.
Yeah. It was insane. Like, the girls, like, looked frightened. And then when they were done, they were all, like, posing like models and like, oh, my hair is so fabulous.
Yeah, and I shit my pants in the process.
Yeah. It was insane. Crazy, crazy axe hair. So then I was, like, watching more videos, which, again, you know, are rabbit holes that we go down.
Right.
There is also, and this is actually a practice that is, it has been around for a long time. I don't think we really do it here in the United States, but they, in like Cairo and Brazil, it's very popular, where they cut your hair with fire.
Yes, I was just going to say that. I was going to ask about, like, if that's where this took you.
Yes, so I...
Because burnt hair does not smell delicious.
No. I can't imagine. So, like, okay, so, like, the ones that I saw, they were mainly done by barbers on men. And you have to have, like, your hair has to be, like, at least 3 inches long.
Sure.
You can't have a super short haircut. And what they do is they have, like, this goo that they put in your hair.
So that's all of our man bun wearers.
No.
Could go.
Well, oh, I guess they could. Yeah.
Long left. Yes. Or man buns. Yeah.
Yes. But the videos that I saw, like, with like the, it was like the Brazilian style or something like that. it was, you know, like, I would say like a 3-inch hair, and then they would put like this goo on that's obviously flammable. And then they had like these tiny, like, flamethrowers. Like, they looked like those bottles that you, like, just squirt water.
Sure.
You know, at like your stylist, but like.
Shoots fire.
Fire comes out of it.
I need one of those in my life.
I saw another technique where they, like, put the goo on, the flammable goo on your hair, and they lit it with a lighter, and then they would spray it basically with an aerosol, and it would, like, foof, like, flame up, and then they, like, comb it down, and they're saying that this is, will make your hair straighter, it lasts longer, and prevents split ends. And eliminates dandruff.
Burnt them shut. Like, your hair can't split when it's...
Right. It's been sealed by fire. Jesus. Well, and then... So then I found, like, other things, like, which is actually practiced here in the United States, where they do candle cutting. So candle cutting they do on, like, they'll do it on a lot of women. A lot of celebrities have this done.
Oh.
Where bougie. Very bougie people bougie will people. Have it. Where they basically go through and they twist, like, almost like dreadlock style in your hair. So they twist up your long hair into all these, like, little dreads. And then they take a candle and they singe off anything that is left, like, sticking out of, like, that dread that they have. Or, like, the spiral that they've twisted up.
Okay.
So it, like, singes it off. And it will cut off any strays or unhealthy ends. And they're saying that it opens the hair shaft to be more receptive to conditioning and seals the split ends from, it's kind of like cauterizing the end of your hair.
Okay.
So it actually makes it healthier, apparently.
Supposedly.
But again.
Don't try this at home, folks.
No. So, like, it's, I guess it's a technique that is, like, common with, like, bougie people.
Girls' night.
Yeah. Let's light our hair on fire. But again, like you were saying, like, I can't imagine, like, the smell of this.
Oh, burnt hair.
Like, I think the one that I saw, like, the Brazilian technique was a little bit more. Because they use, like, that goo that would probably help it, like, not be so smelly.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not truly burning. I mean, it's burning your hair, but it's, like, melting it, maybe?
Yeah, well, like, sealing, like, yeah, like, and then, like, the one guy, like, there's a barber in Milan.
Sure.
He's, like, the most exclusive barber or whatever, and he's been doing the fire technique since, like, the 60s or whatever. Like, yeah, that for really? Like that is like not like a new thing.
Bananas! Like, this yeah. is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can see, like, I know people do stuff for shock factor. Like,
yeah.
you know, when you said the axe guy, I was like, finally, Edward Scissorhands has comes to life. You yeah. know, like, yeah. that's always our dream, is that Johnny Depp sits and just, you know, yeah. with your yeah. hair. But, I mean, and, you know, scissors are basically razors. I mean, they're knives. Like, yeah. and I have seen, like, there was a guy that did, like, just straight with, like, a knife. Like, or, you know. But
right.
it's like,
right.
where do we draw the, I mean...
Yeah, I mean,
wood in your hair.
Yeah,
like
yeah, like the wood flying everywhere, and like the axe, and like I don't understand.
What if
like
your head catches fire?
Yeah, the whole thing goes up in flames. Like I don't,
now
I
you're
don't
bald.
Know. Yeah,
God knows what you're left
gotta get,
with.
Gotta get a merkin for your head.
Ah, pubes.
Because you have singed.
That a merkin?
Hair. But yeah, so like yeah, that's a new hair cutting is with an axe. And with fire, or I guess the axe is new. The fire is an old technique that is, like, becoming more and more popular and getting more attention. But the axe is, like, this one dude that is like, a new technique. And I have to say, like, it did not look like a shit haircut. Like, no. it looked really good.
Yeah.
Like,
he so obviously you can actually tell he took, like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm doing this and, like...
It wasn't,
I took in little pieces here, little pieces there. Like, this is what it looked like before. This
yeah.
Like, I cut like,
and
your
all
hair.
The girls that he did with the axe had super duper long hair.
Oh, you like, have to. I mean.
So, and then they had hair that, like, by the time it was done, like, probably, like, that was just below, like, their shoulders. So,
okay.
like, so he took maybe, I don't know, maybe a good, like, 4 inches off yeah. of their hair, 4 or 5 inches. But, yeah, like, it's definitely a shock factor thing. But, yeah, the stress, I don't know if I could, like, as a client, like, have this guy, like, wielding axes at my head.
No,
like,
I'd have to be completely drunk well, at that point. I'd like, be like, one of just the, shave it.
Like, one of the comments I read, like, if you're in for an adrenaline rush, like, go
I
have
I feel like
this,
you could like, just do something else besides have your head almost cut off.
Yeah.
Like,
insane.
Ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
That's a thing. That's and fire.
And I feel like, just again, don't try this at home. These are professionals that are coming to you. Like,
oh,
please
crazy.
Don't be like, oh, I heard on our favorite podcast that you can cut hair with knives and axes. And we sword fight it
and then we lit our heads on fire.
Yeah, and we put candles around them. And I don't know why I got this accent right now, but ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks pretty scary. Like, both techniques looked like pretty scary. I don't think I would ever want to try it. Like, people were saying, like, with the fire, like, it really does, like, you know, like, helps your hair and it, like, seals it off. And then there was other reports saying, like, this is insane. Like,
it just
you know,
burns
you
your
should,
hair.
Yeah, you should not
yeah.
be lighting your hair on fire.
No.
You know, like, just use a conditioner.
It brings new light to, like, she's running around here with hair on fire. She's just getting it styled.
Run around with her hair up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a haircut.
Yeah, it's just a haircut. Crazy. I'm curious. I'm like, that has to cost a lot of money, too. Like,
yeah, I think so. There
and
was
what
nothing.
Would you say, like, oh my gosh, Valley, I love your new haircut. Thanks. It was done by an axe. Giorgio set it on fire and it turned out so.
Like, or like, somebody like, walks in, what's that smell?
Yeah, and I just had my hair burn off, like, professionally. Who does this?
I paid someone to do that.
Yeah, like, sorry.
Sounds like something that would happen to you when you're drunk, but really you're paying somebody
right.
to do it.
That's what, if I ever set my hair on fire while I'm drunk, I would be like, oh no, this is the new trend. Like, you know me, I'm on point. Fleek. Lit. Literally.
I'm super on fleek with
yes,
my hair.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my
gosh.
Gotta
keep up with the kids.
So, Angela, that's a thing.
That is so a thing. Oh my gosh.
Insane.
That's
yes.
awesome. I
All
really
right.
Enjoy
what
it.
Do you got for us this
so,
week, girl?
I feel like mine is more of, I mean, it's a thing, and I feel like it's more of on, I'm kind of on that rant, but I'm not on a rant necessarily about
okay.
it. I'm just curious, like, how it all kind of came about, and I think some of it's adorable, and some of it I'm like, it's just bougie, and it's too much, but
okay.
we talked about this before when we first started, it was one of my first topics I came up with, and I was like, promposals.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, but I'm going to wait until prom season. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's homecoming season.
Okay.
And do you know what? Promposals are no longer just for prom.
No?
There's homecoming proposals now as well.
That's so weird.
It's a thing.
Okay.
And my first thing with this, for all of our listeners that have children, and maybe you didn't know, maybe you did. First of all, it's no longer homecoming.
Okay.
It's HOCO.
Oh!
I have officially crossed the line into get off my goddamn lawn, you children.
Like, we've aged out.
I am, because I was sitting there and I kept seeing on Facebook, like, all these, you know, my friends have kids that are these ages that are in high school and they're going to, you know, they're getting, you know, school just started and homecoming's right around the bend and everything like that. And so all of a sudden I start seeing all these pictures and I'm like, oh, so-and-so got asked to HOCO. I'm like, is that a new place? Like, are we going somewhere? Like, what's HOCO? Like, I want to go to HOCO. Like, well, it's homecoming because apparently everything has to be, you know, what do you call it? Like, it has abbreviated and we have to just millennial it up, I guess. I don't know. And it's hashtag HOCO. It's not just HOCO.
Homecoming proposal.
And here's the thing. We're going to get into it here in a second. And I'm just going to foreshadow this with, yes, I think they're cute and I adore them and I'm happy for these girls. And the reason I'm probably bringing this to, so that's a thing, is because I'm probably a little salty.
Okay.
That I never did get asked to a high school dance.
Okay.
So just put your Kleenex away, listeners. It's okay. I would like to say I moved on, but I'm here being salty bitch about it, so I probably haven't.
You are a well-rounded adult, Angela.
I feel like I am. You know, I've had my share of gentleman callers.
Just not in high school. It's okay.
Right. Some quit calling. I hadn't blossomed into the wonderful young lady I am today.
It's a very awkward age for everyone.
Yes.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah. So, I'm probably a little salty, but it's like, then to add on top of it, like, not only did I not get asked to a high school dance, but like, I didn't even get a hocozal I don't know what the hell they are. Anyway, so I saw a bunch of these coming about, and I thought, okay, it's a thing. Like, I want to bring it here, and I do think it is kind of cute. So, some of them are actually super cute, and they don't require a lot. And so I kind of wanted to, like, my boyfriend's daughter, so his eldest daughter, you know, they're going to homecoming's in a couple weeks. She was super excited because she has a little boyfriend, and she was like, I just don't know how he's going to ask me. And I'm like, so is this a thing? Like, he actually has to find a way to ask you. So it's almost like,
does anybody ever do just like the awkward phone call? No, it's a thing.
Like, you are a nerd face now if you don't, like, yeah, like, you have to actually propose the dance, I guess. So anyway, so and so something, like I said, they're not too, you know, and they're actually kind of, they're cheesy and they're cute, you know. So he took her to Panda Express because that's their favorite place to go, and he just wrote on the box and said, will you ride the Panda Express to HOCO with me?
I'm still going to be salty about HOCO, listeners. I just can't.
You know, so I thought
that sounds like a totally different kind of proposal.
I know, right? Okay. Like, I know. Okay, so, like, keep it on that. Well, and then I also have, like, so a friend of mine, her daughter, the boy that she's, I guess, they don't even date anymore. No. I don't know what they do. They hang.
Okay.
So somebody,
Netflix and chill?
Oh, no. I think that means fornication. Deep and off in fornication, I think.
I was a different kind of high school student than you.
Yeah, I know, right? I was still trying. Lord, I was playing with my flag, just trying to make it through, not getting asked to HOCO. But he took her. This has gone sour. He took her out to. He works at like a golf course.
Okay.
And so he took her out by golf cart to like the fourth green or whatever, and it said, I would be forever grateful if you went to HOCO. And he had like a picture and their favorite soda and some like Hershey Kisses and stuff like that. So,
well, I, from all the ones that I've seen, like with the signs that like the asker, you know, presents, it's like some sort of play on words.
Yes, it's always a pun, like they put it on a pizza, you know. So like, I'm okay with that. Like,
yeah,
you know, if it's, if You know what? There's a bunch that were, like, going to Dunkin' Donuts, and it says, like, donut say no to yeah, yeah, cocoa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and they would put, like, well, cocoa on the donuts. Or
I guess, like, what I think maybe what bothers me most about this sort of thing is, like, now, aside from the anxiety of asking someone...
It's exactly what I have here. Yes.
Now it's a competition.
Right. Like, well, not even that. Think back to high school, Molly. Yeah. So, pimples.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah.
That you can't remove with an axe or fire. Right? Like, your voice is changing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking from the guy perspective. Right, like, yes, women, feminism, you can ask too. It's fine. But, like, I don't mean it that way. But you know what I mean? Like, but, you know.
Well, there's the turnabout dance that they probably don't call Sadie it that
anymore. Yeah, it's probably like Sad Hag or something. Like, Sadie Hawkins. It's like Sad Haw.
Yeah.
Like.
Hashtag.
Hashtag Sad Haw. I don't know why I'm Jersey now all of a sudden, but so, you know, they have, so like you've got, you know, you're trying to deal with pimples and acne and boners, right? And fluids.
Right. And stuff that people, it's weird to talk about.
Yeah. And like your voice is changing and do you hold hands? Do you not hold hands? Are you dating? Are you hanging out?
Right.
What does hookup mean anymore? Like there was that meme out there that said like, you have to give me more information if you just say you hooked up. Does that mean that you held hands or did anal? Like, there's
this whole right. It's a huge spectrum now.
You know, like, so there's all this awkwardness about it. And yeah, so now you have to, like, come up with this proposal. And some of the kids, I think, are probably pretty, you know, pretty straightforward. They're pretty, you know, I mean, like I said, like, my boyfriend's daughter's boyfriend. I mean, that was pretty cute. That's where they always go to eat.
Right.
It was, you know, easy. I mean, you get yourself a piece of poster board.
What if you were, like, the most uncreative person?
Well, so I think parents have now had to have gotten involved. Oh. And so this is where it gets a little bougie to me. So, like, there was one. So, of course, I had to go online because I know these are a lot bigger than what they are.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them kind of blow up.
There's, like, some places, like, I think, like, that I've noticed, like, in Texas where it's, like, you, like, literally, like, light the football field on fire.
Says, like, ho-ho.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm so awkward, I would probably be like, would you go, like, coho with me? And I'd be like, would you, like...
Wait, that's not what I meant!
No, I didn't mean coho! Like, but we're probably gonna coho anyway, so, like, yeah, I don't know. But, like, so there was one... Where this, and this was per prom, but still, like, now we have to do it for every day. Like, it's taking over. And so they brought an actual horse.
Mm.
Now, granted, I was snickered at it, but so they brought an actual horse to the school in a, like, horse trailer and everything, put a banner over it that said, will you go to prom, yay or nay?
Oh, my God. I feel like
this could have been accomplished with a stuffed horse. Like, did we really need to bring a live pooping horse to the school?
And maybe this, like, shows my age, but, like, at something like that, I would just be so embarrassed. I would be so, like, if a guy did that to me, like, to ask me to a dance, like...
Because we're old, Molly.
This is
the bigger the spectacle you make of it, the cooler you are. Like, the more people are like, ooh.
Yeah.
He brought a horse.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to bring a tiger. Like, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I would just be so, like, mortified with, like, that attention. Like, because you said of, like, the awkwardness of being a teenager. But now it's a thing where it's just, like, you go big or go home, like, type thing. Well, like,
yeah. And there was one where, like, they filled this entire room with balloons, which, fine, no problem. But then it's like they bought... The big letter balloons.
Okay.
Like, those are like $20 a piece. Like, when you just buy the letter or the number or something like that. And you spend all
the
money
on the actual dance.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking. I'm like, so how much is like a homecoming ticket or like a prom ticket? A prom's like $55 per person anyways. Like, and some of these people, they're renting. Like, there was one guy that he rented a limo and like got a Prince Charming outfit and like picked her up in the limo and took her to, I don't know, some restaurant thing, and she got out and it said, you're already my princess. This Prince Charming wants to know if, like, you'll wear this glass slipper or something and go to prom with me. Like, it wasn't even funny. I was like, this is just stupid. Like, and you spent how much money? So it's like, I feel like the parents are having to spend money because these kids aren't.
They're not paying for that.
They didn't pay for it, you know. So it's just, I mean, it's starting to get out of hand. Like, if you can get yourself a poster board.
Yeah.
And there, no, so there were, like, there was one I thought was really cute. They did at a baseball field, like on the baseball diamond. Okay. And he brought the girl there, and there was a big sign out on the baseball diamond that said, "I finally got the balls to ask you to hook up."
That's cute.
So, I mean, if you can play on the words, I think that it's kind of cute, but at the same time, I just feel like, you know.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking right now, like, I have children, and, like, if my kids, like, especially my son, like, comes to me and says he wants to do all this to ask a girl to a freaking high school dance, like, this is not, you're not proposing marriage. That I can see blowing up and going all for and renting a horse.
So,
but not, like, to go to a dance when you have 4 years of high school and you're gonna have to do something every single time.
Right, well, that's just it. Like, now you have 4 years of high school, you have 4 years of trying to come up with, and now it's not just prom, it's hoco.
Yeah.
And prom and sad haw or whatever is out there. I don't know what other dances there are.
I am so gonna use hoco.
But so it's you know, you've got all of that kind of stuff. And then it's like my favorite, I'm not gonna lie, like, and it was, I don't know how they pulled it off, and I kudos to the kid that did it, because he had to truly plan in advance. So they were all somehow at Splash Mountain.
Okay.
So Disneyland, Disney World, wherever Splash Mountain is. And all of his friends were holding up, like, there was four friends on the ride with him, and one held a P, an R, an O, and an M. And he, like, you know, and the guy himself, like, had his, like, thumbs up. And so when they come down and take that photo, it said prom.
Okay.
Like, and the girl was actually sitting next to the guy, and she had no clue because they were all behind her.
Okay.
So when she saw the photo is when it came up, which... Well, you got it. There's a lot of planning that has to go there. Well, what if it goes wrong?
Well, and, like, that's like, what I was just saying. Like, with something like that, now it's like, are you obligated to marry this person? Because, like, they went through all of this for a dance?
Well, and so this is my other piece of it, is that, again, salty a little bit, never got asked to a dance, let alone proposed to go to a dance. But I feel like we're setting up these children to be like, oh, well, my proposal is better than your marriage proposal. Yeah. Like, now do you have to, like, do you have to skydive off the Eiffel Tower and, like, fart out, will you marry me? I don't know.
I know, I agree.
Set your hair on fire.
But that's a really good point. Like, where, what road is this leading everybody down if we're just for a high school dance where, like, when I went to high school, like, guys wore, like, jeans and, like, a polo.
Oh, we were cat. Well, we didn't, but I remember seeing pictures. Sad. But, like, people would wear, like, khaki skirts.
Yeah.
And, like, we weren't apostolic, but.
Yeah.
Like, they were. Like, their Sunday dress, you know? Like, it was. You didn't go out and buy a whole new dress.
Right.
There wasn't a whole new.
Or if you did, it wasn't, like, an elaborate, like, crazy thing.
No. Yeah. It wasn't $150. No. It wasn't. I mean, some of these prom dresses anymore, like, $600.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I think my sister's bridal gown was $99. Like, you know, like, and I actually, and so it kind of led me down this path where, because I knew I was going to talk about this, but then I actually saw an article the other day, and I thought it kind of fit into this, where it said couples who spend less than $5,000 on their wedding, like on their actual wedding day and everything like that, have a, like, 75% to 80% higher marriage success rate.
Yes, I have seen statistics
than
like that.
I immediately thought, I know some people that spent, you know, like, I mean, and it's just, I think we're losing sight of what's going on here, you know?
I mean, and maybe, I don't know, like, maybe, like, the high school dance has a little bit more pressure on it than it did when we were in high school, but, like, that just seems ridiculous.
Well, I think social media has a lot to do with it, because now it's like, I have to outdo.
So you get the more likes on your stuff.
And the thing that cracks me up is we're spending all this time doing all this stuff, and half these kids go in groups.
Yeah.
They're not even dating. They're not part of anything. It's just like, oh, well, we're just going to go as a group.
Well, you're friends with this person, and you're friends with this person.
And you end up hooking up with the horse guy. At Hoco.
He has a horse.
Yeah, I guess it was yay for you. Like, yay for her. I don't know. Like, you know, it's just.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
But I feel like, I don't know if the parents, I mean, that's just it. Is there stress on the parents? Do they have to come up with some of this stuff? Like, if it's, and so I'm not, please, listeners, I'm fine. Like, I'm not trying to say don't do it because I do think it's cute. Like, and I think it's,
well, it shows creativity. It's done now.
It's kind of fun. You know, it's punny. You know, it is what it is. And so I think if you can keep it tasteful, I think if you can make it relevant to your relationship, and I think if you can keep it under, you know, $20.
Right. Then it's cute.
Then it's cute. But if you... Yeah. There, Tiffany has... Tiffany and Company, the jewelry store...
Oh, yeah.
...actually has a promposal ring.
I don't think I would want my children to get that.
For bougie-ass people, that's how you can act. Will you go to prom with me? Is buying the Tiffany promposal ring.
That's fucked up. Sorry to swear, but that's fucked up.
Yeah. You have... Like... What? Like, it just, it blew my mind. And I'm like, kudos to Tiffany for marketing and getting into that, because you know they're making money on it. Like, somebody's like, oh, well, you have to get her the Tiffany promposal ring. Like,
oh my God, I did not realize that was out there. That is insane.
It's just, I feel like we just continue to get farther and farther from this, you know, the simple things that kind of bring us back. I mean, I think about my grandparents who... I'm not going to tear up on a podcast because it's cray. That's cray, another cray. Word. Cray. Apparently, we abbreviate everything. But, you know, they would have celebrated 72 years today of marriage. My grandma passed away 2 years ago. But 72 years of marriage, and they dated for 3 months. They grabbed his brother and his, you know, and her and his wife, and they ran down and found a minister on a random Saturday and got married. They didn't have a huge group
of promposals there. Will blow that out of the water.
Right? I mean, but they were married for 70 years, you know, and they loved each other. Like, I think we're just getting away from that. Now I'm on a soapbox. I'm sorry, I'm on a sobo.
Hashtag Sobo.
I'm on a Sobo. You know, but I think we get away from some of that, you know, and I think we're, I don't know if it's just,
but are we sounding like super old right now?
I think so. Lawn kind of thing, but at the same time, I think we're putting emphasis on, you know, oh, it's so important to, you know, the parents are like, you have to do this promposal and it has to be big and it has to be flashy and it has to be fun. Maybe she doesn't want to go with him. Like, what if she says no?
Right. You've spent money on a horse.
Right.
The answer is nay.
You just bought a Tiffany ring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll wear it. You know, those of you that get rejected from your promposals, you can send your Tiffany ring to care of Angela Click, CLICK. I don't know. So I've gone off topic here. But I do think, I mean, I think we're setting these kids up. I think we're setting this generation up for it's like, well, my promposal was huge. My marriage proposal now has to be phenomenal. And then I have to have the $50,000 wedding, you know, to accompany and dance all night and do all these things. And it's like, if you're in love, you're in love. Do your thing.
Well, just think about the pressure.
Navigate through life together. Life throws so much crap at you. Like,
well, and just think about the pressure.
Just be happy you got asked, assholes.
Awesome.
Some people may out there just didn't get asked to a dance, okay? People may never even got to experience homecoming or HOKO.
Just think about the pressure, though, that puts on a teenager, you know, to, like, come up with that. And I just...
Oh, and then they had, for the LGBT community, which, great, fine. But it was like, what did it say? Oh, it said something like, I know this is... Which it kind of offended me because it was like, I know this is totally gay, but will you go straight to homecoming with me? I'm like... Are we defeating the purpose of what gay actually means? Like, I thought, like, you're using gay as a derogatory term.
Yeah.
But now you're putting it as a derogatory term into your proposal. It's just, it was a whole, I was like, I don't know what's happening with this. And then they were kissing and I'm like.
Okay.
It just ask your significant other if you want to go to HOKO.
Yeah.
Want to go to HOKO?
Like, super, like, by the locker. Like, super just like,
pass
what
it out.
Yeah.
Check yes or no.
Yeah.
Yay or yay. There was one, just to kind of end on this. I know I've gone way past probably my time on this, and you guys are probably like, Angie, let it go.
It's okay, Ant.
But the cutest one, and because I always say that all of our podcasts always tie back together.
Yeah.
A guy proposed to prom with a goat, and it just said, prom. And I was like, oh, are you gonna take her to goat yoga? Could have asked her in goat turns, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so all anyway, right. So that's Hoko's a thing.
Hashtag Hoko.
Hokozels are a thing.
Hokozel. That's a thing.
It's a thing.
All right, guys. That's
so parents beware.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I just totally ranted, but I think it's adorable. I just, like
I said. I really hope that passes by the time I get to high school.
Maybe we'll come back to that generation of, you know, you just act.
You're just ashamed in secret when you ask someone.
You just call them up on the phone, like their best friend, and they're like,
Hey, we go, bro. Heard you like Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, you ever did homecoming?
Nah.
Would you like to go to gym?
Okay. Like, that's how it should be. Like, yeah. Everybody should experience that awkwardness. Oh, so yeah.
Funny.
So that's a thing.
All right, guys. Well, yes. Today we had hair cutting and Hoko.
And you can get your hair cut with axes for homecoming.
There you go.
You know, just to add to the bougie of your day. So
awesome.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye. Bye.